Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking the science of politics with Fred Larkin and Eric Herzig, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Trey Abney and Andrew McKay. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I have questions and these guys have the answers. Fred Larkin is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College, and Eric Herzig is professor of political science at UNR. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
So let's start out with... You know, and I was asking some of these questions in our previous broadcast, and not a lot of answers out there. Heather Muren, running for CD3. Everybody was saying, well, Harry Reid's saying he's going to have a candidate, but, you know, probably not going to have one again this time like it was in the governor's race. But Heather Muren is somebody of great substance and the ability to raise a lot of money.
Which will be the theme of the 2016 Nevada elections. Each of these races, I think, are going to be brutally expensive. But yes, I think Harry Reid's influence for 2016 is being felt, and that the Democrats, I think, are going to put a much better foot forward than they did in 2014.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because Jim Muren, who's the head of MGM Resorts and the husband of Heather Muren, was the one that made the campaign commercial for Harry Reid the last time around, saying that if it weren't for Harry Reid going to the banks, that City Center would have gone bankrupt.
I mean, it's a good choice, obviously. I mean, somewhat damning with faint praise. It's better than past candidates. The Democrats have been pretty weak in three. Money, name recognition, it's immediately there. Taps into existing organization that should form pretty quickly. The open seat, all of this bodes well, I think, for the Democrats in that district.
And what does this say about Michael Robeson and his relationship with gaming?
Well, apparently does not have that relationship on the Merrim side. But I was going to say, it's Clark County. You know, it's a very interesting town where the wealth does seem to be divided between the Democrats and Republicans. I mean, you've clearly got strong Republican wealth on the gaming side as well. But there is that cadre that is very excited and apparently is willing to, you know, to see their own get into the election process.
And I would agree with that part, that when you say his relationship with gaming, it's almost like, well, which gaming? I mean, he will still get gaming money. But it'll be interesting to see, and what I've watched over the years is gaming gives to both sides. You can kind of get a sense of who most of gaming likes by, well, one gets more than the other.
Right.
And so they're hedging their bets. But it's... I mean, Roberson, if he thought it was a kind of a done deal that I'm just going to walk in because I was the majority leader, no, it's not going to happen that easily.
Also, what's interesting is Heather Murin's personal credentials. I mean, she was a financial whiz on Wall Street, as was Jim Murin before he came to MGM. She ran the Cancer Institute. This is not a lightweight by any stretch of the imagination.
Again, this is such an upgrade for the Democrats in three. And formidable opponent, and... as Fred said earlier, all the races are going to be very expensive this year. Virtually all are either open or with vulnerable incumbents. I mean, at least the ones that are contested. Obviously, Amade and CD1 are not going to be that contested. But 3, 4, and the Senate race, oh, yeah. You'll see a lot of money flow to the state.
All right, so let's move to CD4. And Susie Lee, the wife of Dan Lee, the gaming magnate, again, somebody who has the ability to raise a lot of money, but is mainly known, and I don't know her personally, but mainly known for her philanthropic work in Las Vegas. This becomes a very crowded Democratic field.
Well, it does. And, you know, after the voter turnout performance in 2014, I mean, I think everybody sees opportunity in that seat. It's vulnerable. But I agree. And we're seeing the neophytes into the political process, both in the national presidential selection. And I think we're going to see, you know, a fair number of people that see the opportunity, of people who are showing frustration with the political process and are going to give serious consideration to those without political backgrounds. In fact, that'll be a refreshing change. So within that context, Lee could actually, with name recognition and money, which we think are always two of the critical elements in any election, in a crowded field, will allow that candidacy to stand up.
But it also could be pretty bloody in CD4. The Democrats are going to have to beat each other over the head. I mean, you've got Ruben Kiwan, you've got Lucy Flores, you've got John Segura. So there could be a significant amount of money spent ripping each other apart. And does that end up leaving Crescent Hardy going, I'm going back to Washington?
And I don't think so, because the gap in registration is so great. And you can't use 2014's turnout as, oh, that's CD4. No, go to 12 and see what happened. However, I would agree that you now have a crowded Democratic field. It's not what they need to get back that seat. You've got candidates who, you know, have name recognition and do have kind of tentacles into key constituencies in that district with Osagera, Flores, and Kuhn. And I think Harry Reid has tried to help clear the field, although not totally successfully, by saying, Rubin's my guy. But we'll see how that plays out.
You know, it's also interesting. Crescent Hardy was on the program a week or so ago. And, you know, he admitted that as a first-term congressman, there's not a lot you can do on Capitol Hill, but what you really can do is constituent service. And so he has reached out to a variety of different groups, including helping folks with immigration situations. So does that help him?
Well, it does. You know, under the circumstances, that's what makes or breaks most of them. People don't really pay attention to what's going on out in Washington. It's just too far removed. So Nevadan voters are no different. But it's the level of service. It's the, you know, always showing up and being in the community, too, you know, showing up at events and getting that face recognition. Because I think for a lot of people, it might otherwise still be Crescent Hardy who. Down there, I don't know how good he's played that part. But yes, good constituent services does make a difference. You can, you know, line up new support for your next run, and in essence, you get the bragging rights of having done the service you're supposed to provide.
And the other thing about Crescent is, you know, he may not be fancy, but he tells it like it is.
I mean, he's turned out to be, in a sense, a better candidate and better representative than I think a lot of people thought would happen. By the same token, he's in a district that tilts heavily against him. He will carry those rural counties, but the Republicans have pretty much milked the votes they can get from the rural counties. You saw it, and that was the difference in 14. The Republicans showed up, and that's the level you're going to get. If the Democrats show up, particularly minority voters, younger voters, and labor sat on their hands in 14, paid the price at the state level. I think all that changes, and CD4 is a tough road.
All right, let's take a break. More with our experts when we come back.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Eric Herzig and Fred Locken, professors of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College and UNR. So let's move on to the Catherine Cortez Masto, Joe Heck race. Joe seems to have come so much closer to the middle than he originally started out as, you know, especially when he was in the state Senate. He seems to have moved considerably towards the middle. Catherine Cortez Masto, all I hear are, you know, with the exception of her views on the Iran deal, you know, it's all fundraising.
It's all fundraising. You know, one would argue usually it's pretty early. I mean, she doesn't come from the background coming out of the AG's office of having that clear political agenda. You know, Heck has been in a political role in Congress.
Oh, come on.
Congress.
She had a clear political agenda.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But to articulate for the 2016 U.S. Senate race, that will come. I mean, that's laid out, but right now would be the time to get the largest war chest possible. It's going to be a daunting race with tremendous national attention, and she has to be up to the challenge. And you see so many mistakes already in the presidential selection process. I think candidates are wise to make sure they've got all their ducks in a row. But I think she can be very articulate. I think she'll have an agenda that makes sense for the race. And in essence, she may be the candidate for 2016.
Well, it's also going to be interesting because does Brian Kralicki form an organization, anybody but Masto, for this race?
Yeah, that still sticks in the craw of many Republicans, what she did there. And she was a more political AG than a lot of times AGs are. But she doesn't have the votes that, say, Joe Heck you can attached to. She is raising money because she's going to be the underdog in terms of money in this race. I think national Republican groups are going to pour money into this race. It's an open seat. They want to keep the Senate. And they didn't get Harry Reid's, and so they're frustrated. At least we're going to get that seat after he's gone. And so you got that going on. In terms of Heck going to the middle, if you talk to many conservatives who went after Joe Heck when he was a state senator, he was too liberal then, okay? Then he ran for governor, didn't go anywhere, dropped out, and then went to CD4. Heck has always been and this may say something about how far the Republican Party has moved, he's always been more centrist than, say, the party activists, particularly the conservative party activists that are so loud in Nevada politics. And to win, he's taken a page out of Dean Heller's playbook, too, now. Dean Heller, after eking out a win against a very flawed opponent, was like, oh, I have to introduce myself to the whole state and not just be the CD2 kind of conservative.
I've also been interested to see that when Democrats have been introduced to Joe Heck and heard him speak, that they're somewhat surprised and like the guy.
I had a long conversation with one of the staff members and was very surprised at how moderate that view was and how willing, the way it used to work, the willingness to work with Democrats to find solutions in Washington. If we could get that thinking going back in Washington, we would certainly fix many of our problems in this country, because it's not necessarily what the answer is. It's just that both sides work together to find it. And Heck has, in his time in the House, has demonstrated a willingness to do that. That's a real standout. It's really difficult within his own party. I think it'll play well with voters, but it's the crazy, obsessive conservative Republicanism that seems to be operating within the state party that's going to be his bigger problem.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you this. We've got about a minute and a quarter left. In the past general elections for president, it's Republicans tend to vote for Republicans, Democrats tend to vote for Democrats, and all these billions of dollars are spent on a tiny fraction of the populace. Is this going to be the same in 2016, or are the low information voters that are being attracted by these debates going to expand that portion of the electorate?
It's going to be the same. I mean, it's so much money is going to be poured into this state because we actually are a swing state.
Right, but is it all aimed at a tiny portion of people?
Well, you're spending some money to make sure that your partisans do show up, and the Democrats after 14 have to be aware of that. But you're targeting a very small group of people who might still go one way or the other.
But remember, it's over 20% nonpartisan in the state of Nevada now that are registered, so that segment of uncommitted is much larger. Nationally, it's frankly even larger. We have the lowest identification with Republicans and Democrats probably in modern history.
Although I will add that many of those nonpartisans are leaning left or right. I mean, the true nonpartisan is much harder to find than people like to think.
Okay, more to come. Much, much more to come. See you down the campaign trail. Thank you both. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Finding our purpose and our worth is a lifelong pursuit. And for many of us, our profession is part of who we are, where we're going, or who we become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like electronics.
Contact CCNN today at 775-583-4696 or visit learnccnn.com.
It's the Fiat we've all been waiting for. The Fiat you've been waiting for. The all-new all-wheel drive Fiat 500X. The first Fiat with all-wheel drive for unbelievable performance on the road as well as off it. And you'll find it at Fiat of Reno for a very affordable price starting at just $22,900. And it's got power everything. Automatic transmission, even a backup camera. And we've got a great selection to choose from. We'll see you at Fiat of Reno. And remember, you can check out our entire inventory at fiatofreno.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Andrew McKay is here, currently chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority, but soon to head up the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
It's a big deal.
It is indeed. And Trey Abney is here, director of government relations for the chamber. So let's start out with, finally, I get my experience with Uber. I go to Washington, D.C., and I go to New York, and I am Uber crazy. So I'll tell you what I thought were the positives. The positives were, you know, tons of cabs available, a much friendlier social experience. Because everybody's rating everybody else, all of a sudden, I'm chatting with the cab driver. The cab driver is chatting with me. A lot of new vehicles. Uber apparently helps people buy vehicles, so I thought that that was very positive. The thing that that struck me, though, was when the surge pricing came along, when things get busy and they raise the rates, they do offer you the chance to not go along with the increase in pricing. But I found that if you went with the increase in pricing, that actually taxis were cheaper at that point.
And that's exactly it. And, you know, what's interesting when you look in terms of surge pricing and, you know, there's an article in the Review Journal last weekend, people claiming that they feel like they got shafted. Well, first off, that excuse is ridiculous because you know what the rate is going to be.
Yeah, you can actually find it out before you even book the car.
It doesn't. You have to acknowledge it and put it in. It's unbelievably transparent. But from the taxi industry, and you know, they criticize the surge pricing because they view it as price gouging. They should be the biggest advocates of surge pricing because of the fact that when that vehicle that you get for Uber or Lyft or any other transportation network company is more expensive than a cab, the business is going to fall to them.
Well, the other thing I noticed, too, was that, you know, the cab industry has got to now turn around and fight back and become more friendly.
Well they're going to have to. They're going to have apps. And see, that was one of the issues during sessions, that cabs are not allowed to have surge pricing. So, you know, they're kind of at a competitive...
But I think that's a competitive advantage for them at this point in time.
But they're going to have say, apps for people, millennials, and as we go along here, they're going to have apps and ways to hail them on their smartphone and make it convenient.
And that's happening already. To do because, that. Because the former head of the one of the Frias... created a whole app system that's now being sold around the country.
But I mean, I've never understood the surge pricing argument. I mean, don't the hotels on the Strip do surge pricing when there's a big convention in town? I mean, it's market demand, right? As more people are coming, the rooms are going to get more expensive, and then it, you know, it ebbs and flows. I'm not sure why you can do it in a hotel but not in a car. It makes no sense.
Well, I think it's because people have gotten used to being, to an extent, shafted by cab companies at the regular rate, and then they're seeing that they get a lower rate on Uber or Lyft, but then all of a sudden they're in a surge pricing situation and boom, they're in trouble. Another example was in New York City. We came out of the train station, needed to get a cab to the hotel. There were 30 people in line at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Midtown Manhattan for a cab. And there were no cabs accepting rides even.
Like at Penn Station
there? Yeah, exactly. Right. I walked to the next corner and went on Uber, and within 4 minutes, I
got
had
a car.
Cab on the way to the hotel. So anyway, interesting. I wanted to talk to you, Trey, about an interesting battle that is going on now between Mike Kaczmierski's reality, which is he says we're going to need 50,000 new homes in this area over the next 5 to 10 years because of all the growth that's coming. And Perry DiLoretto, the noted builder who's been on this program many times, saying, you know what, I don't think so. Maybe half of that. There is a huge reality gap that could be very problematic if Northern Nevada is to progress smoothly, and it seems like we're getting a big deal every day being announced.
There is. I mean, the growth is coming, and so people are going to have
here.
To be
it's
prepared
not coming,
for
it's
it.
Here. It's here.
We don't have rooms in our schools. Our roads are going to feel it. And I was at the event where Perry mentioned that. And Perry is right. I mean, you can only build so many houses. You only have so many builders here. You only have so many construction workers here to build the houses. And builders got burned last time. You know, they built a bunch, and then the bottom fell out. And they lost a lot of money and a lot of empty houses sitting. So they're not, I don't think they're quite ready to say, yeah, we're on board. They're worried about another boom, right? But Mike is right. He's comparing us to Austin, right? Austin, Texas was the same size as Reno back in the 70s. And how do you control that growth? You have some people that want to fold their arms and people that think that God created the earth with their house on it and then everything else was sprawl after that. You know, at what point do we roll up the welcome mat? It's usually after I move here, then, you know, no more people.
Right. Well, and that's traditionally the way it is.
Right.
But, you know, I look at companies like Silverwing, which for folks in Southern Nevada has been a big developer in Northern Nevada all through the recession. They were building condos and they were building split-level homes, and they're selling out like crazy. Aren't they the way that people like Perry DiLoretto should be looking at and going, hey, these guys are selling out. Why am I not getting in on this? And, I mean, not going crazy, not building 100 homes at a time, but at least, you know, looking out and saying, you know, it's here.
I mean, I think perhaps, I mean, you know, the reality is you're going to have a mix of everything, Sam. Luxury home builders, you know, Toll Brothers, for instance, to just your standard run-of-the-mill track home builder, multifamily housing, luxury condominiums. I think you're going to see a mix of everything. But the reality is this. You can only build so much so quick. Capacity issues, people that are able to do it. And frankly, you have to also look at the fact that if you build this stuff too fast, and these builders don't want to do it because they're going to get burned, even with construction defect legislation reform, they're going to get hammered. That's why these guys in Clark County, they threw up a house in 30 days. No wonder why it's a piece of junk. So if you're Perley DiLoretto, you don't want to get burned again. One's bitten, twice shy. And I don't blame him.
You know, I think that the big sign is going to be when there's no room in the hotel casinos that during the fall, winter, early spring are usually half empty in northern Nevada, and they're going to be full of construction workers and new employees, that's going to be the big signal to everybody that, you know what, we need this housing and we need it fast. And I think, you know, Lance Gilman said it right. You know, if you have the business here, the people will come. So whether they're people that are going to work on the engineering side, if they're going to work in construction, they're going to come to where the work is, and that's Nevada. That's where
we've
got to leave it. Thank you, guys.
We'll
be right back.
This week at iMart Express, $20 gets you a complete pair of glasses. If you have $20, you've got a new pair of glasses at the $20 event. We'll have your glasses ready in about an hour, and every frame comes with a free one-year breakage warranty. Come in today for a complete pair of glasses for $20 at the iMart Express $20 event. This offer ends soon. Don't wait. Come in today. Now open in Reno on South Virginia Street next to Total Wine & More. And right now, use your insurance and get a second pair free.
The Marshall Realty Difference. Everyone's asking us what we do and why we're different. And these are great questions. One, we have a team of 15 that are fully dedicated to your success. Two, we simply invest more money than anyone in marketing your home everywhere. Three, and most importantly, our proven marketing system to sell your home is very effective. And this is why so many homeowners choose us to sell their home. Call today to experience the Marshall Realty Difference.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home, on your mobile devices, and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
On our next broadcast, Assemblyman Ira Hansen. We'll see you then.